All right, here we are back. Getaway Friday, June the 26th, 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you, and we've got a whole another hour of trivia and fun and excitement. Hopefully during that break you took the time and went and looked up some of these questions, because I think they're interesting questions, and we would certainly like to get the answers to them. And here we go. Let's see what we have. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Now, we haven't got that one answered yet. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Why did Nancy Green, the first character or first person to portray the character of Aunt Jemima, stop doing that in 1923? There's a very specific reason. Who was the model for the cream of wheat guy? Well, we got a call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Nancy Green died.
That's right. That was a pretty specific reason, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She died in a car accident, actually.
Actually, she was hit on the sidewalk.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah. What a way to die.
I know. Poor Nancy Green. And she was so happy. September 24th, 1923, she was hit on the sidewalk and killed.
I guess she had a smile on her face all the time.
They say she was so proud to have been chosen to play that character. She wasn't an actress. She was just kind of a regular person.
That's right.
It's a shame that she died that way. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep, now we have the Nancy Green question. Why did Nancy Green stop portraying Aunt Jemima in 1923? Well, she was killed in a car accident. September 24th, 1923. Aunt Jemima was the character Nancy Green from Chicago, Illinois, who portrayed Aunt Jemima, was killed, unfortunately. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody know that? Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? We still don't have that one. Who was the model for the cream of wheat guy? The model is what we're looking for. Who was the model for the cream of wheat guy? What was the name of the cream of wheat guy's character? Does anybody know that? What was the name of the cream of wheat guy's character? 740-383-9944. Those three questions remain of the 14 we started with this morning. 740-383-9944. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Who was the model for the cream of wheat guy? And what was the cream of wheat guy's character name? Those are the three we have left. Are we going to get them in this hour? Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. Go ahead, caller.
Was the model, was that Frank White?
It was a guy named Frank White was the model for the cream of wheat guy. You have got it right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, we've got that one. So now we're down to two. Frank White was the model for the guy you see on the cream of wheat box. Now, what was the cream of wheat guy's character name? Does anybody know that? What was the cream of wheat guy's character name? Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Those are the two questions we have, and we still don't know the answers. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Rastus?
Rastus it was. That was the character name of the cream of wheat guy. You've got it.
Okay.
Now we're down to one question. We've got them all answered but one now. And it was the first question. How about that? What are the odds of that? We've got one question left, and it was the first question we asked this morning. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody know? Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? That is the question that remains here today. Now, let's see. We're also doing our pizza survey today. Who has the best pizza? Now, here's the votes we have so far. We have Carnivelli's with one. We have Donato's with one. The Dugout in Caledonia has two. Baker's Pizza in Bucyrus has two. Domino's has one. Tubby's has one. Payne's has one. Little Caesars has two. Do we have any other votes? Your favorite pizza place inside of Marion or 20, 30 miles outside of the Marion area. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We didn't get Chip. Chip, what's your favorite pizza? Call in, let us know, 740-383-9944. I tell you what, we have got all kinds of problems here this morning. This is a very hectic morning in a way. And I'm going to tell two stories, and I'm not using any names because there's no reason to. But here's what's going on. Now, let me tell you two little stories. Okay, here's number one. Number one is you tell somebody something, okay? Now, I'm going to try to be as broad with this as I can. You tell somebody something, and you think it got across to them. A matter of fact, you're sure it got across to them. You're absolutely positive that they understood what you were saying. Now, a few days pass, and then all of a sudden, they act like they did not hear what you had to say. Like it never happened. So, you have to be even more specific and repeat yourself and say, hey, listen, this is the deal. Now, that works out, and the person you know fully understands what you're saying because an event passes and the person is not there. Okay. Then a week passes, and you think everything is hunky-dory, everything is perfectly fine, and then you're doing your little show, and you get an indication. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you get an indication that something bad could happen. That, yet again, they're trying to deny what you're saying. Now, I don't know what will happen in the next little bit of time here, but it'll be interesting. Let me tell you that. We're going to have an interesting morning here. Because here we are, and again, I have said specifically what the situation is. So I've done it again. Now, this is the third time. This is the third time that I have pointed out the situation. Now, I don't know what's going on at this point, so I don't know what will happen. Now, does anybody understand this? Does anybody have any opinion on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How in the world have we gotten to this point where you tell the person once, you're sure they got it, you have to tell them again, and you're definitely sure they got it the second time, and now here we are again, and you don't really know. Now, you've told them a third time, but you don't know what's going to happen in the next hour or so. Now, explain that to me. What do you think is going on there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, that's one of the issues we've got going on. Now, let me tell you about another issue we've got going on. Now, this will just go to show you what a good-hearted person I am. Now, here's the story. And I'm not using any names, and I'm not using any even, I'm going to tell this in the broadest sense possible, is what I'm telling you. Okay, I have this friend who was planning a vacation. And it was a vacation they really wanted to go on, because they wanted to go visit somebody who's important to them. Which, that's great. You love that. That's terrific. Okay, so there's that. And this vacation has been planned for some time. Now, all of a sudden, the vacation is about to happen, and now the vacation might be in jeopardy for several reasons. So, trying to be a good friend, I say, no, you know, don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Be positive. You know, you're going to have a good time. It'll be okay. No worries. And now we don't know if that's happening. We don't know if that vacation is happening. But see, I'm just trying to be a good soul. But I think the person is getting angry with me because I'm telling them to go. I'm telling them to think positive. But I always think you should think positive. especially when it's something you really want to do. If you really want to do something, you got to stay positive and you got to stay proactive. You might get bad news along the way, but that doesn't mean everything's going to end up in the shambles. You know, take a deep breath, wait a few minutes, wait a few days here. We're not at vacation time yet, and everything will turn out. I have good faith on this one that everything's going to turn out okay. And the last thing you want to do is overreact. You know, I understand it's nervous times and we might be a little overreactionary, but we don't want to overreact in this current situation. Now, I don't want anybody to be in any trouble. I don't want anybody to be put at any risk. I'm just saying that I think it's going to be fine. So that's my piece on that one. 740-383-9944. You think I'm wrong with this? 740-383-9944. Do you have any advice, questions, or comments about anything I'm talking about here this morning? Also, let's see here. Oh, we still don't know where the name Aunt Jemima came from. Still waiting on that. Does anybody know where the name Aunt Jemima came from? Also, we're taking our pizza vote this morning. Who has the best pizza? Now we've got one vote for Carnivelli's, one vote for Donato's, two votes for the Dugout in Caledonia, two votes for Baker's in Bucyrus, one for Domino's, one for Tubby's, one for Payne's, two for Little Caesars. That's the pizza count this morning. 740-383-9944. What is your favorite pizza place in Marion or in the surrounding areas? And now you also got to hear my quandary in life, which is going on apparently here. I have two situations going on simultaneously. Can you believe that? How do you get two situations going on simultaneously like this at this particular time? I hope both of these situations turn out okay. They should turn out okay. There shouldn't be any problem, but I have a feeling there could be problem. You know, have you ever just had a bad feeling that something bad was going to happen? That's how I feel right now. You know, you get a little anxious. You think, uh-oh, something bad's going to happen. I feel like something bad's going to happen. And that's what I feel like right now. I feel like possibly we're headed in the bad way. Now, I understand people being realistic, but we have to stay positive. Because here's the thing. This is why I want this person to go on their little vacation. Because I think it's going to be a whole new thing. I think it's going to be like, wow. I think it's going to be life-changing. That's what I think. And I'm all for that. I think that's what people need to do. I think people need to change their life. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to start just handing out advice for free. You know, maybe I'll charge. You know, I could charge for advice. I don't know how good the advice would be, but I might start charging for it. You never know. 29 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday, June the 26th, 2020. Apparently, nobody knows where the name Aunt Jemima came from. First question we had this morning and still is stumping everybody. Does anybody know where the name Aunt Jemima came from? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I would love to know if anybody is able to crack the code and tell me where the name Aunt Jemima came from. We are going to take a very short break here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for Great Radio, and we are going to be back in exactly 1 minute. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here we are back on WWGH Radio Getaway Friday, June the 26th, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. And let's see, what are we getting into here? You know, I hope these situations take care of themselves. Now, the one, we got a little bit of time on that one. Now, the other one, I don't have any idea at this particular point. I hope it takes care of itself, and we don't have any bloodshed here this morning. That's what I hope, because we're running out of time, is what the problem is. We're starting to run out of time. Okay. Oh, this is good. I think we're fixing one of these problems now. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, see, here's the... just relax. You know, you don't have to make any decisions today. See, that's what the... don't panic about this trip. You just need to relax today. You know, you're working today. You got things going on. Just put it off and think... give yourself 24 hours. You don't have to make any... there's not going to be any decision that needs to be made today. Now, you can still make the decision tomorrow or Sunday or Monday, and it's still fine. You're still well ahead of the curve. So just don't sweat it. It'll be fine. And the other problem, oh, man, this is going to be a big problem. You know what? There might be something very interesting happening here at noon. Now, I'm not going to say what might happen here at noon, but the way it looks right now, if I get a different report, I'll let you know. But something interesting could be happening here. I'll say that for the time being. Get ready. Could be nuts. Okay, here we go. You know what? I'm going to give you the answer. Does anybody even have a guess on the Aunt Jemima thing? I want to get into the Family Feud because I know we have been doing that. So does anybody have even a guess? That's the only one we have left. Where did Aunt Jemima's name come from? Does anybody even have a guess at this point? 33 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? Does anybody even have a guess? I'm going to leave it out here for two more minutes. I just want somebody to guess. You've probably tried to look it up. Don't even try to look it up. Just give me a guess. If I don't have it in 2 minutes, I'm going to... oh, here we go. Thank goodness. Hopefully this is a guess on where Aunt Jemima came from. Go ahead, caller.
How about just the advertising team that made up the brand?
You know, it's not... and oddly enough, I don't... and this is the fascinating thing about this, because I'm going to give the answer now. I don't even believe Aunt Jemima started with the pancake mix.
Oh.
Yeah, the character was not created for the pancake mix or the syrup. They took the character, which was already in existence, but it was not created for that.
Oh, I was wrong.
I'm
just thinking, you know, how the advertising teams just come up with different ideas and different characters, and I thought maybe that's how they came up with the name.
No, it's a very logical guess, but I think the reason for this is maybe why this character is so controversial.
Okay, well, do you want me to hang up so you can tell the answer?
No, I can tell it with you on the line, because I'll see what you think about this.
Okay.
Here's the answer. Here's where the character Aunt Jemima, the name, came from. It was a catchy tune called Aunt Jemima, which had recently been heard in a vaudeville show. Now, I have not listened to this, and I don't even know if you can find it, but I'm guessing this is not the most pleasant song in the world.
Oh, well, if it's in vaudeville, but I don't know. I'd have to hear the song.
Right. I wonder if you can find the song on YouTube. I haven't even looked. But yet, that's where the whole character and name of Aunt Jim, it did not come from pancake mix. It didn't come from syrup. It was a catchy tune in a vaudeville show, and the creator of the
name of the tune?
Yeah, it's called Aunt Jemima. And I guess the creator of the pancake mix had recently heard that tune and decided to use it for the name of his pancake mix.
Well, maybe it had something to do with pancakes.
Well, if anybody can find this tune on YouTube, because I don't want to, even if I look, I don't want to, there's no way for me to preview it before I would air it. If somebody can listen to it and call me and tell me it's okay to play, no words in it that are going to get us in trouble, I'll play it. So somebody do that right now, and I'll do it before the end of the hour.
Okay, well, I have to go to the grocery, so somebody
okay.
out there.
Somebody out there.
Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Bye.
Right. Yeah, the character of Aunt Jemima actually came from a tune. It was a vaudeville show, and the tune is called Aunt Jemima. Now, I have not had time to look for this tune. It might be on the internet. It might be on YouTube. I don't know. And I have not previewed the song. So if somebody wants to do that, see if it is out there, and it would be a pretty old song. And listen to it to make sure that there's nothing inappropriate in the song. Or just call in and tell us what the song's about. Do that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But that's the case right now. Where did the name Aunt Jemima come from? A catchy tune called Aunt Jemima, which the creator had recently heard in a vaudeville show. That's where the name Aunt Jemima came from. So when you go out to dinner tonight, you can dazzle your dinner companions with that little bit of information. Isn't that fascinating? 740-383-9944. I'm getting a little nervous now because something could happen here at noon, and I don't know what it is, and I still have not heard any responses. And see, that makes me nervous because we're at like 38 minutes now past the hour, and noon is coming up in 22 minutes. It's like counting down to the new year now. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen. I just hope to goodness that in the next 22 minutes that I get some kind of response, because it will alleviate the nerve-wracking moment that I am currently in at this particular point. So there you go. Does anybody have anything to say about anything this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, you know what I haven't talked about for a while? I wanted to talk about this morning, and now we got a little bit of time here since we've got all our trivia questions answered. You know, I've talked for so long about my aversion to marriage, not wanting to get married, not wanting to... oh, good. Here we go. Maybe this is something about the song or something of that nature. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that song's on YouTube.
Is there anything in it that would be inappropriate?
I really didn't listen to all of it. It's long.
Oh, it's a long song.
Yeah.
But did it say what year it was released?
1876, it said.
1876?
Yeah.
Wow, quite a while ago.
And it wasn't really called Aunt Jemima. It said Old Aunt Jemima, 1876 YouTube.
Oh, interesting. Well, I tell you, if anybody out there happens to be listening right now and can preview it for us, since we now know it is on YouTube, let me know, and as long as it doesn't have any words in there that you can't say on...
If that's the song you're referring to, it's on there. But I didn't even listen to it, only a little bit of it.
Well, it would be interesting to play it if we knew that it was not inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't want it to be inappropriate. I'm just saying that it was on the YouTube.
Right. So if anybody's out there right now who has a moment, who can listen to this song, Old Aunt Jemima, on YouTube, and can tell me that it's not inappropriate...
And you can tell it's old. I mean, as far as the song set up and everything.
Interesting. Well, hopefully we get to hear it.
All right.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and that certainly would be a song with no copyright being produced in the
1800s. So we now know that the song is on YouTube, Old Aunt Jemima, which is where the character came from. Now, if it's not inappropriate, let me know, and maybe we'll play a little bit of it, or maybe we'll play the whole thing, depending on what exactly it is here on the air. But somebody preview it and let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The song is Old Aunt Jemima on YouTube. And this might give us some explanation as to why the character is so offensive to people, because that's where it came from. 740-383-9944. And maybe we'll get to some Family Feud here once I get through my little current spiel. Because, like I say, you know, I've talked about the anti-marriage thing, and I've talked about the anti-engagement and that whole sort of thing. But I have talked about, because this is the 80th, 2020 is the 80th anniversary of broadcasting here in Marion, the 80th anniversary of broadcasting here in Marion. And to my knowledge, in the 80 years of broadcasting history here in Marion, nobody has ever proposed to anybody on air. And in my life, even though I was engaged to somebody at some point, I have never proposed to anybody. So, I thought, if I propose to somebody on the air, because we've all got to, you know, apparently when you propose now, you've got to be crazy about it. You've got to, you know, do like videos and backflips and all kinds of things. So I figure, you know, if I did it on the air, that would be interesting. That would be a unique way. It would always be the first time it was ever done in Marion broadcasting history after 80 years. And you can never have another first time. And it would be fun because it's something I am obviously totally against. So, we will see how this all turns out. Because I don't think there's any anxiety involved in it anymore. Because at this point, you know, what's to be anxious about? Somebody saying yes or no? Who cares about that? The fact is that you do it. And maybe I'll get it done. Maybe I'll do it before this show's over today. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that, but you never know. When the mood hits you, sometimes you just go with the mood. You go with the feeling. You go with whatever. And this might be one of those days. But you know what? I'll tell you something else. This also brings me up to the whole marriage thing in general, because we've talked about this so often, and it's a fascinating subject about what makes a good marriage, what makes a good relationship, what makes all this stuff. You know, there are some people in life you just can't stand. For whatever reason, I don't know what it is about them, but there's just something about them that puts you off. Now, you wish it didn't. You try really, 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 really hard to be nice to them, and you try really, 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 really hard to be, helpful. But in the end, it always crashes and burns. I don't know why that is. But to me, that's what happens in marriage and relationships. But this also can happen in other things in your life. This can happen with family members. This can happen with friendships. It can happen in any number of ways. I mean, you get any kind of feelings involved with people, and you're bound to have a disaster, because people are not always what you want them to be. We have expectations of people that they don't meet. Now, sometimes they do, but most of the time they don't. And when they don't meet those expectations, then there's always a big problem. And that's unfortunate, because it shouldn't be that way all the way around. I'm going to talk more about this when we come back from the break. Call in if you like, 740-383-9944, back in 1 minute. Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too, but after a while I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
one. Oh, no. Which button am I... Oh.
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
All right, Getaway Friday, June the 26th, 2020, 46 minutes past the hour. We've got an hour and 15 minutes left in the morning this morning. And as I told you, I don't know what's going on at noon. Your guess is as good as mine. I know we're going to be on the air from 12:15 to 1 p.m., but do we know what it'll be? Do we know how it'll be? We really don't know right now. But it will be 14 minutes away. We do know that. That's the one thing we know about it. I'll tell you something interesting. Now, this is fascinating to me. Maybe only me. And maybe we'll do Family Feud during the noon hour if everything pans out okay. I feel a little better about what will happen at noon because I did get a message, but it wasn't the right message. So I'm hoping that the right message comes in the next 13 minutes, although I'm starting to get a little nervous because 13 minutes is blowing right by. Here we are. Okay. What in the world did I want to talk about? What was I talking about before we went to... Oh, I know, marriage. Yeah, my favorite subject. Okay, here's the deal. I was talking to Glenn Coble about this the other day on the Wednesday program. And here's the issue in general with relationships. Some people are great. There's no doubt about that. Some people are just great, great people. They're fun people to be around. They're exciting. It's just a lot of fun. And those people you keep in your life. Because those are the people who make things better, who you have a good time with, who just really are great. And then here's what happens. What happens is you have like tremendous... Well, here's the two situations. Let me lay it out this way. Situation number one is you have zero expectation of the person. You think, oh, okay, well, this is going to be a nothing... you know, situation. And then you have the best time with them. You have the best, you think, oh my goodness, this is the best time I've ever had. This is so good. This has never been this good ever. Okay, and that's great. And you leave on a high from that situation. You're on a high. And then the other situation is because you had a high, you think everything is just super exciting, and then you boomerang back to, here we are, back to square one. And not that that's sad, but it's just, you know, it's a little diminishing. And you think, oh, okay, well, maybe it was a 24-hour virus or something that happened. But regardless, you always still like the person. I mean, you don't hate somebody because they're, you know, having different days, I guess, is what you would say. So, that's a particular situation that's going on, and I think it's going to lead into a particular situation here at noon. And let me tell you, that's going to be very, very interesting. I'm telling you, at noon... I just got a funny message. By the way, you know who you are, and that's a very funny message. I don't know, you know, I think and I'm not saying the boomerang in a bad way. I'm not saying that the boomerang is a bad thing when people boomerang back. People have their own personalities. You can't judge. I mean, I have my own personality. You know, I don't necessarily know that I would want somebody judging my personality. But it does happen. I mean, sometimes, okay, since the person obviously knows who I'm talking about now. Now, you don't know who I'm talking about, and that's a good thing. But here's the deal. I'll give you the full deal on this. You know, I like to lay this stuff out because I think people have these problems in their own life. Okay, let's say you meet somebody, and they are just totally exciting. Totally exciting. Do stuff, free spirit, great person. Okay, and that's great. And that goes along, and then something happens, you don't really know what, and that whole thing changes. It doesn't change horribly, but it just changes, and you think, oh, this is kind of up more uptight than it once was. And then one day, you have a good day, where everything is, it seems like it did before. It seems like, wow, all of a sudden, spontaneity is back. It's great. This is perfect. This is how it always should have been. But people do tend to boomerang back to their original, you know, personality. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it's bad or good or bad or up or down or left or right. I'm just saying these things tend to happen from time to time. And it's not a derogatory thing. It's just what happens. And it's okay. There certainly have been bigger issues in life than that. And you know what I think it is? I think in a very... No. Oh, man. I just heard a noise. It's not good when you're on an... Oh, boy. It's not good when you're on the air and you start to hear noises. See, that makes me nervous. Oh, see, that was a long pause there. Well, we'll see what happens here at noon. You know, I wish I could tell you what's going to happen here at noon, but I don't know what's going to happen here at noon at this particular point. So you'll go right along with me. Now, I think what's going to happen is that we're going to do the Family Feud, because that's always a big favorite. So if you like the Family Feud, stay tuned, because we're going to do that from 12:15 to 1 p.m. to round out the live broadcast day today. Now, we will be doing a live broadcast tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., so you won't want to miss that. And then we've got the big July 3rd broadcast coming up next Friday night, 8 to 11. Extended version and a whole big heap of fun coming up next Friday, which we'll fill you in on as the days go on. So that's what we knew at this particular point. But right now, I believe we're going to be doing the Family Feud from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. Although, I did just hear some kind of noise. Now, hopefully it wasn't here. Maybe it was down the hall. But I heard some kind of weird noise out in the other room. So I guess we'll all find out together what that is. 53 minutes past the hour. Having a great time here at WWGH Radio on this Friday afternoon. And I just want to say, for the person out there listening, nothing is messed up at all. You know, as far as I know, nothing's messed up. Everything's hunky-dory in my neck of the woods. A matter of fact, today's a good day. I think the weather's nice outside. I'm looking forward to the show tonight. And it's one of those days, have you ever had these days where you get everything done? I think everything is technically done in my life that I need to get done. You know, I don't think I have any big projects that I really need to work on at this point. The only project that I might need to work on is what in the world's going to go on from noon to one today. But I am excited about the Family Feud. And by the way, the category for the 12 o'clock Family Feud is very interesting. Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. Now, that's going to be the Family Feud question today. Besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on. When you go to sleep. Now, I just got an interesting message, and I can tell you the message because it's a funny message. The message is my will updated? Now, here's why I want to know that. Should my, because I'm not sure what that means. Is my will updated because something bad is about to happen here? Or should my will be updated because something bad that happens here will cause something bad to happen to me later on? Now, which is the reason? Okay, now I got why my will should be updated. Well, maybe. You never know. I don't know. I don't know what goes on. It's a weird, weird day. Strange day. here at WWGH Radio. But again, I think we're going to do Family Feud from 12:15 to 1. That'd be great. And that'll be good. Yeah, I got that. Okay. Yeah, I understand what might happen at noon here today. But it's going to be fun because besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5. Yeah, 5. 5 correct answers to that particular question. And who knows what else happening between noon and 1 today. 56 minutes past the hour. Oh, and by the way, I think there's going to be a Facebook Live coming up here. You know, it could be tomorrow. I've had a lot of fun with these Facebook Lives, and I try to get one out every 7 days. So tomorrow could be a Facebook Live if you have Facebook and you've watched those programs on Facebook Live. So kind of keep an eye out. As soon as I'm able to schedule it, I will do that. I've never been able to schedule one yet. I just kind of do them, and people pay attention, and that's nice. But I think there'll probably be a Facebook Live tomorrow. Oh, okay. Well, I tell you, there's a lot of pressure coming up here at noon because, again, in 3 minutes, I really don't know what's going to happen. I truly don't at this point. It's weird. Most of the time, you know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen, and apparently, there's a lot of chips on the table currently, a lot of options, as we would say. So that's interesting in and of itself. Getaway Friday, June the 26th, 2020, 57 minutes past the hour. And as we head into the noon hour, it will be, it's almost like New Year's Eve again. As I said earlier on, we're counting it down here to see what will happen. And even I don't know what will happen, which makes it extra special. But again, at this point, my belief is that what we're going to do is we're going to do the Family Feud. So from noon until 1, we are going to do the Family Feud. And again, the category today, just so you can think about it for the next 15 minutes, besides a pillow, name something you might rest your head on to go to sleep. That's the question today. Okay. So that'll be coming up here in about 15 minutes, we think. We don't really know, but that's what we think. Now, aside from that, what is it I wanted to say? Oh, you know, some people are just who they are, and you accept it after a period of time. So I wasn't trying to be down on anybody earlier on when I'm saying that, you know, maybe there was one day of greatness, and now we're back to whatever it was before. But it's okay either way. You know, that's life. No big deal. 1 minute left. Boy, am I excited to figure all this out, because when we come back on the air at 12:15, holy moly, that's going to be an interesting time. I thank you so much for tuning in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. You can also download the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and search WWGH Radio to listen anywhere in the world. You know, it's weird. You start hearing noises when you got like a paranoia going on. And for some reason, I'm hearing noises. So I'm going to figure out what these are here in about 20 seconds. And then when we come back on at 12:15, it should be really interesting. Now, again, my guess is we're going to play the Family Feud, which has been a lot of fun. So stay tuned to WWGH Radio, and hopefully I'll be back with you in 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place for people like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about meeting legendary talk show host Ed Sullivan for the...
Do you remember the first you met him?